And joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, a lot of green on the screen here on Monday, led by this wheat trade. I know some various weather concerns there, and it looks like that's maybe adding to a little round of short covering here, and that's kind of spilling over, it looks like, to help corn to beans a little bit higher as well here on Monday.
Yeah, this type of strength in green on the screen, I should say, across the board for the grain and oilseeds has been rather rare over the last several months. So rather encouraging for producers to see this morning, particularly leading the way is wheat. So we look at stories there on wheat. Fundamentally, we see, yes, we're expecting another drop in the rate crop ratings this afternoon from the Central Plains due to dry weather there. Also, we had looking at potential frost damage in Europe, particularly Germany and France and a few other places. And then in southern Russia, their biggest production areas of Russia, still dry, and the crops slowly deteriorating in that area as well. None of these by themselves are necessarily at a point of being a bullish story yet. So when the funds lean as heavily short as what they were, it certainly starts making them nervous. So they're covering those shorts. And then as the price starts to go higher, they hit chart signal changes, hit buy stops. And the algos that read those chart signals then put in additional buy orders that just amplify the gains. On the corn side, we're looking at the highest export inspections for corn last week that we've had in almost 23 months. So that was a plus, the 63.9 million bushels. Also, we're looking at weather stress starting to increase across Brazil's winter corn crop, their safrinha corn crop. Argentina has disease in its corn spread by the leafhopper insect. And our contacts there say take 7 to 10 million metric tons off their crop. Again, none of those stories are enough by themselves to justify sustaining a rally in corn when you got a 2+ billion bushel carry out, but it's making the shorts, the heavy speculative shorts, a little bit nervous this morning. So they're doing some covering. Soybeans kind of along for the ride this morning overall. Decent export inspections, nothing flashy or anything. It's just we've come down a long ways, and so they got some room to bounce this morning with the other grains.
To your point, yeah, those stories, you know, by themselves, maybe not bullish enough to move these markets, but you throw it all together and a lack of other fresh news, it gives us a little bit of that uptrend here to start the week. And largely, it just feels like grains trying to find some sort of enthusiasm here for quite a while. And to your point, you know, you made earlier, green on the screen across the board is not something we're gotten accustomed to seeing here as of late. So trying to find some sort of enthusiasm is what it feels like in this grain trade, Arlen.
Yeah, absolutely. We still have the geopolitical risk, and this is a time of year when weather risks do increase and start to have an effect on the market. And Friday's CFTC report showed the funds having an unusually, a historically rare large short positions in the grain and oilseed complex for this time of year. So funds a little bit nervous about that as we go forward.
Livestock trade, good start to the week in the cattle futures. I kind of expected that with a mostly friendly cattle on feed number on Friday afternoon. And hogs, too, look like they're getting a little spillover support maybe from the cattle trade, Arlen.
That cattle on feed report, unusually friendly. It's been a long time, many months since we've had a friendly cattle on feed report, it feels like. The placement total falling 5.3% or 107,000 head short of the average trade estimate below the lowest end of the trade guess. That's a pretty sizable miss by the trade on expectations. And as we look at the most productive states, not one of them seeing an increase versus year on year, with Texas coming in down 20% year on year, Kansas and Colorado down 13% year on year. Last week's kill was also about, it came in around 620,000 head, up about 17,000 from the prior week. So a nice boost with live cattle futures gapping higher this morning.
And once again, that's Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, joining us for our midday commentary. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk with Eric Snodgrass from Nutrien. We'll get a look at weather. Also, markets with John Heimberg from Total Farm Marketing. That's coming up on this afternoon's Full Market Talk. That's going to do it for our midday commentary. I'm Jesse Allen. We'll talk to you this afternoon.